President Trump said today that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. He tweeted that message after arriving home from his summit in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. The two agreed to work toward denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. The president also agreed to stop military exercises with South Korea. And today, North Korea's state media is reporting that Trump promised to lift sanctions on North Korea, even though the president has said publicly that those sanctions will remain in place. Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass of California joins us now. She's a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congresswoman, welcome.
Thank you.
And what do you make of the president's comments today that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat? And there's also a report from North Korean media that President Trump agreed to lift sanctions on North Korea.
Well, I mean, I have to say we are all accustomed to crazy morning tweets. So, I'm happy that at least he's not calling him Rocket Man and talking about how big his button is. But realistically, you know, what came out of that, if you read their statement, it essentially says we talked today and we're going to continue talking. And like I said, I think that's better than where it was before. But in no way, shape or form could you say that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. That makes no sense at all.
You bring up Rocket Man. He's used some tough language along the way, fire and fury. Do you think that that played a role in getting the U.S. to where it is today? Do you think that, a meeting would have happened without that kind of language?
Well, actually, I think that his rhetoric led to the president of South Korea reaching out to North Korea and the two of them essentially saying, you know, we better do something here. So indirectly, I think so. But I don't think that you go around the world and threaten to blow people up in hopes that you will get somebody to come to the table.
But you're happy, it sounds like, that North Korea did eventually come to the table.
Well, we will see. I mean, I don't know if they came to the table or not. What we can all say is that, you know, for the first time in history, a U.S. president met with the head of North Korea. Now we'll have to see where it goes from there.
Are you concerned about the president talking about ending military exercises or war games, as he's calling them, with South Korea?
Well, here's what my concern is. My concern is that he did that unilaterally. He did that without even talking to the U.S. military. And then at the height of disrespect is saying something like that before you've even had a chance to talk to South Korea.
Do you have any power on the Foreign Affairs Committee to do anything about this, especially given that Democrats are not in control?
No, we don't. And even from the Republican perspective, if you choose as the president to act as a king and to act unilaterally, then that essentially disempowers the other branches of government and your own cabinet.
And as a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, are you worried about the message it sends that the president was smiling and shaking hands with and complimenting a brutal North Korean dictator?
Well, see, you know, putting it in its larger context, I mean, he has shown that he admires brutal leaders such as the president of the Philippines. He's not a dictator, but he is a brutal, brutal leader. And how ironic is it that he leaves a meeting with our closest allies and goes over and has a meeting with a leader who is clearly not an ally, but is an enemy.
I want to play you two clips here from the site Now This that have gone viral in the last day or so, with Fox News commentators talking about President Obama saying that he would meet with U.S. enemies and then President Trump. Let's listen first to the Obama comments.
President Obama likes talking to dictators.
He would meet with some of these madmen without any preconditions.
You know, I'm going to reach out to these crazy people around the world and try to get things done.
Yeah.
And then this is what some of these same commentators on Fox News said about Trump's meeting with Kim.
A remarkable turnaround in relations between two historic adversaries.
The commander-in-chief's leadership is now leading to a major foreign policy breakthrough.
Another stunning Donald Trump breakthrough.
Congresswoman, I'm not even going to ask if there's a double standard here, but does it matter? Does it? I mean, do these Fox News commentators have an impact in Washington in terms of how they are presenting this?
Yeah, they really do have an impact. And I think that one of the things that is so profoundly different about this presidency is that he has his own network. I mean, I call Fox Trump TV. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they would do that. I think they've done that every step of the way, including really downplaying the fact that Russia was involved in our elections. So for Trump TV, I think it was very consistent.
One more question. You're the top Democrat on the House Subcommittee on Global Human Rights. At this point, what do you want President Trump to do with regards to human rights in North Korea?
Well, you know, it's human rights, period, all around the world, including in this country. Just look at what we're doing on the border. I think that's an egregious human rights abuse that we would take children away from parents. So why would I expect that he would call on North Korea, call North Korea out for their human rights violations? And so the message that this sends to human rights violators around the world is that we are no longer interested in the United States. We don't care about human rights in the United States, and we certainly don't care about human rights in your country.
That's Congresswoman Karen Bass, a Democrat of California, member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.